African stuff is like super loose. Like their whole concept of time is really elastic. I'm trying to think how I can kind of show you. Or like someone like Jack DeJohnette. So like, so let's say something like this. I'll just kind of play swing and I'll kind of show you something where it's like kind of looser and time's a little bit more not as concrete, right? So like, well, here time's pretty solid, right? But yeah, it's like I was trying to do that more intentionally, and even there I wasn't like I was going to I can think of, let's see, I don't want to waste too much time though, because I've been talking a lot, and then maybe you should play a tune. I can show the, I'll show you a little bit of it.
This black knob?
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's an E flat,
for the,
right?
For those chords.
Just for that one.
Like,
just
for
it,
the.
I just assumed it was an E flat, but it's an F, right? I mean, for you, it's like. It's the same right here, it's a chord F. It's not. I was looking at the flat, like, why does that have that?
Yeah, it might just be like the chords on those melody.
Yeah, I know, and I know, and I get. Yeah, it's just a weird thing. I'm like, what? Now I understand it.
record. Guys, if you guys have ever listened to Kenny Wheeler, he's a trumpet player. Canadian, I think. So like, if you hear Jack, right, the tempo's right here, like, on, two. Sometimes you hear him playing, it's like super crisp, super clean. Like there's this one, Keith Jarrett, like it was the last one they put out. It was the last one he put out, and it was from like a concert in like the 90s, like 98 or something. And like Jack has like the cleanest double strokes you'll ever hear in your life. It's the cleanest I've ever heard him play. And it's like he was a guy who could do that whole thing, you know. Like you hear him like in Miles' band, he sounds like a combination of like Tony and Elvin. And then as the further he got on, the kind of more abstract he got too. He kind of draws from a lot of different things. Like he did a lot of the stuff in Chicago with like the Association for the Advanced, or the what is it called, the AACM. So those guys like Roscoe Mitchell and Muhal Richard Abrams. Who else? Anthony Braxton all kind of came out of that scene. So he was, yeah. Like the Art Ensemble of Chicago, Lester Bowie. So those guys are like super out there. So like Jack kind of cut his teeth playing a lot of that avant-garde stuff too. And so that's, I think, kind of influenced his approach, is like he has that freedom